We're speaking with Brad Hirschbein, who is a senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Kalamazoo. Brad, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
You are the co-author of a new policy paper that has some interesting findings about how the pandemic has been affecting the economy, and in particular, restrictions imposed by the state on things like closing businesses and stay-at-home orders and that sort of thing. You and your co-author have found that those really don't have a long-term impact on the economy, but the pandemic does have long-term impacts. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So we basically looked at state-level employment rates, and we took advantage of the granularity of data available on the number of COVID cases and COVID death rates, but also state economic restrictions. And some other researchers have put together a wealth of information on detailed restrictions that every state has had in effect, the date it began, the date it ended, everything from school closures to bar and restaurant restrictions, stay-at-home orders, all of those things. And we wanted to know how all of these parts were moving together and affecting each other. And so we essentially ran a horse race where we were looking at, for all of 2020, every month, what the employment rates were for each state, and relating those to the COVID caseloads, the diagnosed caseloads, and everything was per 100,000 people. So we're treating every state on a population basis, the COVID caseloads, the mortality rates, and the economic restrictions. And we wanted to be flexible in how this relationship could work. So we allowed not only the current month's caseloads and mortality rates and restrictions to affect employment, but also the caseloads, mortality rates, and restrictions from past months. And what we found was that the economic restrictions matter very much in the month that they're in effect. But their impact on employment fades pretty rapidly once they're relaxed. And several states had begun to relax their restrictions. In some cases, they re-strengthened them and then relaxed them again. So there's a lot of different patterns that we could take advantage of. So the economic restrictions only mattered in the month that they were in effect. But the mortality rates in particular, not only did higher mortality rates in a given month depress employment that month, but the effect lingered for several months afterwards. And so states that had experienced really high mortality, even if the economic restrictions get lifted, we would expect their employment to be slower to recover because of all of those deaths. We think that's due because when people see more people in their state dying, and it generally gets reported fairly heavily on the news, they become a little bit more skittish about their behavior. They hold back on certain types of economic activity that relate to employment growth. They may be less likely to go and eat in a restaurant even when they're allowed to because they're still worried.
Were these findings surprising? Were they what you expected, or they were not what you expected?
They were a little bit surprising. My beliefs were that this could happen. I certainly expected that economic restrictions to play a negative role on employment when they're in effect. But you could have also argued that they could produce an enduring effect too, in the sense that it led to greater business closures, and so there were fewer jobs to go back to. Supply chains were disrupted. Those sorts of things that made it more difficult, even if they got lifted. That doesn't seem to be the case. And I'm not saying that no small businesses have closed. Plenty of them have. But people seem to be able to find other jobs once they're able to do so. And so that actually is a positive sign saying that the restrictions are not producing an enduring effect. But the mortality aspect, how long that is lasting, is a bit surprising, yes. And it also suggests that there could be headwinds going into the recovery for the rest of 2021. The spike in mortality that we saw in November, December, and January, thankfully things are beginning to come down now, that is going to produce a lingering effect over the next several months. And that may be one of the reasons why we've seen relatively weak employment recovery in the past few months.
Of course, this whole thing has become very political here in Michigan. The state legislature, currently controlled by the Republicans, took the power away from the governor to impose some of these restrictions, that they were subsequently reimposed by the state health department using a different law. What sort of policy impact do you hope that your research will have?
Well, it says that there is a trade-off between having economic restrictions and reducing mortality. And there's a short-term versus a long-term trade-off. So the side that is arguing that economic restrictions cause economic pain, they're right. In the short term, that is what happens. But the other side that is arguing that it saves lives, they're also right. And in the longer run, that may also benefit in having fewer people dying, allowing for a faster economic recovery down the line. So it is a bit of a trade-off between what's best in the short term and what's going to be better over subsequent months and possibly even longer than that. And that may be a source of the disagreement, is that both sides in some senses are right. One of the things that does come out of the research pretty clearly is that addressing the pandemic and reducing mortality and taking the measures to do that is the best thing that we can do to ensure a faster recovery for jobs. And so reducing the number of hospitalizations and the number of deaths, because that effect lingers, that is really where a lot of the efforts need to be concentrated. That doesn't have to come through only economic restrictions that are severely disruptive to employment. Social distancing and mask wearing have been shown by many papers, much research, to be highly effective without really disrupting employment or economic activity all that much. And so in terms of a compromise measure, until we can get more vaccines rolled out, and that's starting to happen, that's probably the best thing that we can do in order to ensure a fast as possible return to a what will be a new normal.
Brad Hirschbein is a senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Kalamazoo. Brad, thanks again for being with us to talk about this project, this research.
Thank you for having me.